welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Grateful to have you listening in. This past Sunday, we continued in our Under the Sun series. It's a look at the book of Ecclesiastes, where we're looking at King Solomon's endeavor to figure out if he could find meaning in the world without God's influence. The word under the sun, or that phrase rather, is used over 30 times in the book of Ecclesiastes. And the best working definition I can give you is this, is that under the sun means human reasoning apart from an eternal perspective without God's insight and revelation. And what we're saying in this series is that God offers a full life in an empty world. So this chapter we looked at was chapter 2. And here's the one verse I think that stood out to me of Solomon's idea about how to find meaning. He said, verse 10, I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all of my labor, and this was my reward for all of my toil. He then goes on to say, and even that is like chasing the wind, that it's a meaningless pursuit. And then he talks about these different ways that he tried to deny himself no pleasure. Now, we know that he had 1,000 ladies in his life, 700 wives and 300 concubines. If you look at 1 Kings 11, it talks about how God said up front, don't marry these foreign ladies. They're going to turn your heart away from God. And that's exactly what happened with Solomon. He allowed his pursuit of pleasure and intimacy to overtake his mind. And, that's what he did. He also consumed alcohol. He thought maybe that's the way. He used laughter. These are all kind of the party life, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's what he was pursuing, if you will, from back in his day. He did great achievements. That was one of the things that he really loved doing. It says that he built all these things. He acquired businesses, and he made, gardens and pools and buildings. And obviously we know he helped construct, or at least guided the construction of the temple, and also his own palace. This guy took delight in that. He accumulated wealth. We talked last week about someone in try to make sense of how much money he actually had in today's world, and the best figure they could come up with was $2.3 trillion. Now, I want you to think about that number, because the richest person in the world that we know, at least I'm pretty sure, is Jeff Bezos at like $200 billion. This guy has $2.3 trillion. That means there's no way to spend the money that he has. In 1 Kings 10, it talks about how silver was pretty much had no value in Jerusalem because there was just so much of it. Isn't that interesting? That this guy decided, I'm going to use the wisdom that God's given me to basically figure out if I can find pleasure or meaning under the sun in the world apart from God's wisdom and insight. And because he was smart, because God had given him that, he was able to achieve all of these things. And yet he said it was worthless. It didn't work. Isn't that interesting? That someone who, who was able to achieve so much that most of us would want, oh man, that's the thing. And we all have a thing that we think, oh, I'd be happier. I'd have more meaning, or my life would make more sense to me. Or whatever it is, we have these things that we think if we just did that, that's what make my life better or happier or have more meaning, more purpose. He had the means and he pulled it off. There's no limit to what this guy was able to accomplish. And he said at the end of it, it just didn't do it for him. It didn't work. And the interesting thing about the passage that you read is it's everything is him. I did this and I did that and I did this. Basically, he self-indulged. He filled every craving to the fullest it could be filled. And here's the thing, he said it didn't work, and what I've noticed in life, and maybe you have too, is that self-indulged people become self-absorbed, and I've never met a self-absorbed person who was fully content, because you can't fill that hole. Only God can. His conclusion at the end of the chapter was basically, these pleasures are God's gifts, but they're basically the man who pleases God, and gets these things as a gift is able to enjoy them fully. And I think that's the lesson for us, is that when we aim to please God with our life and he gives us gifts, then we can take them as just that. They're not life. I don't live my life for those things. I live my life for God. And when God gives me things that are, to be enjoyed, I take them as a gift, but I don't live off those. They're extra. And I appreciate them. But that means when I don't have them, I'm still I'm still content in God. Father, I pray that that we learn the lesson, that we find contentment in you, that we learn what it means to really to know you and to serve you and to aim to please you with our lives, that we find meaning and richness in that relationship. Lord, you offer a full life in relationship with you. It's not dependent upon the gifts that we get. Lord, we are appreciative. We do appreciate things that you give us, Lord. But help us to live off knowing and serving you, God. May I ask that in your son's name. Amen. Amen. Take a second before you move on. I want you to think about these things and what are the things that you have aimed for? What are the things you used to find pleasure in that you realize were empty? And talk to God about that. Thank him before you move on to your next thing. Well, till next time, God bless.